Bible tonight to John chapter 1. Thank you, Joe. John chapter 1 and verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I want to preach tonight. We're continuing our study on the work of the Holy Spirit, the person and work of the Holy Spirit. We're going to start tonight by looking at the work of the Holy Spirit in regeneration. And the words born again have today come into common use in a lot of religious circles. And I'm pretty well convinced that most people have no idea what it means to be born again or what the Bible teaches about the doctrine of regeneration is all about. Now, knowing that Satan is a master of redefining Bible terms, it behooves us to assert the scriptural meaning of words. Now, I believe this, that the sole agent in the new birth is the Holy Spirit of God. God alone can bring about the new birth. Men cannot do that. I've heard preachers on radio and on TV say, you just need to repent and believe, and then you'll be born again. That's completely turned around. You have to be born of God. You have to be raised from spiritual death before you can ever do any spiritual activity. So the new birth has to come from God. When we get into John chapter 3, you're going to see that Jesus did not give Nicodemus a formula on how to be born again. He didn't say, now Nicodemus, these are the steps you follow in order to be born again. No, he just said, Nicodemus, ye must be born again. If you're going to see the kingdom of God, if you're going to enter into the kingdom of God, ye must be born again. And then he went on to say, you have to be born of the Spirit. The new birth comes from the Holy Spirit of God. Now, interestingly, in our text, a lot of people take this out of context. Verse 13 is the foundation for verse 12. Now listen, let's read this and take out all the negatives of the verse. Just here's how it would read. Which were born of God. The source of the new birth, of regeneration, which were born of God. Now, why does he put those qualifiers in there? You'll notice he says, you're not born, not of blood, not by a Jewish genealogy, not by who your mama and your daddy were. You can't be born again. It's not hereditarily passed on by blood relation. It has to come from outside of you. It has to be the work of the Spirit of God. You have to be born from above by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's not of blood. It's not your family line. It's not your race. It's not your culture. It's not your religion. Then he says, nor of the will of the flesh. Now I think it's so important that you understand why he puts this in there. Not of the will of the flesh. Your flesh is nothing but wickedness. The flesh profits nothing. Your flesh cannot produce. Your flesh is your old nature, the one that you're born with, your sinful nature. There is nothing you will ever do that will be able to improve your flesh. It is dead. It's wicked. It's ungodly. It's deathly. That's why the Bible talks about how to deal with the flesh. Mortify it. Put it to death. Because your flesh, out of your flesh, there proceeds no good thing. And this completely destroys the Arminian and Pelagian ideas that somehow man's will, the will of his flesh, it operates outside of the rest of his faculties and nature, and somehow it can choose what's good. The flesh never chooses anything good. It always chooses evil. In fact, if God did not overwhelm you, you would never choose what's right. If God didn't work in you both to will and to do of your good pleasure, you'd go on in your wickedness and your ungodliness. Because that is the will of the flesh. So you're not born according to your bloodline, your heritage, or your sinful fleshly nature and the will. And I think he even wants to make a definite point of this. He says, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. The new birth does not come from your faculty of choice. It comes from God. And he makes this statement. And I've always thought, if people would just learn to really look at this, the reason why we believe, the reason why we receive Jesus Christ is because we're born of God. It's the only reason. We're born of God. Now, in John chapter 3, in verse 3, tonight we're going to look at the necessity of the new birth. Why do we need to be born again? Well, look what Jesus said. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So, okay, let's think about that now. He says, unless you're born again, you're blind. You're incapable of perceiving and seeing the glories of the reign of God, the kingdom of God, the power and greatness of God, the majesty of God. You can't see the one who is the king of the kingdom of God because you're blind. He goes on. Verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What's that mean? It means you have no ability in and of yourself to enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because you're dead in trespasses and in sins. Ephesians 2:1. The Bible presents every lost man, woman, boy, and girl We come into this world with a dead spirit due to sin. We were conceived in sin. We were born in sin. We live in sin. We choose sin over righteousness. That's why he said, except a man be born again, you can't see it, and you can't get into it. You can't enter into it. There must be a radical, miraculous, spiritual change for you to experience God and a relationship with God. This is not being preached today. We are rife with easy believism. Churches are literally filled with people who have never been born of the Spirit, who have never been born of God, who have no real spiritual attachment to God. Their hearts haven't been changed. Their minds haven't been changed. Their wills haven't been changed. The preachers have told them, listen, all you got to do is come down the aisle. I'm going to pray a little prayer, and you're going to join the church, and we're going to teach you how to live right. Completely bypassing the new birth, the need for regeneration by the Holy Spirit, bypassing the gift of repentance. Repentance is not preached. But if you've been born again, let me tell you something. You immediately repent. You immediately turn from what you are, what you were, how you thought, and you turn to Christ in saving faith. When the new birth genuinely takes place, as soon as you are born of God, as soon as the Holy Spirit gives you life, He immediately imparts to you this understanding of what you are, wicked, undone, a lawbreaker, condemned, and what you need, Jesus Christ, and you immediately respond to the gospel. That's why the gospel is so closely associated with the new birth and with conversion. Because immediately when somebody's born of God, they believe the gospel. They believe that Jesus died for their sins, that He was buried, that He rose again. And it's so powerful how John 3 is laid out. Before you can understand John 3:16, you have to be born of the Spirit. Before you can exercise saving faith, you have to have spiritual life. Saving faith is a work of the Spirit, a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is faith. So in order for you to be able to respond spiritually, you have to receive a spiritual nature. Because you're not born with one. Man not only needs forgiveness before he can fellowship with God, but his whole nature has to be renewed. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. In fact, they're foolishness unto him. 1 Corinthians 2:14. He can't know them, because he's natural. He's sensual. Jude 19. And he's carnal. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now listen. Because the carnal mind is at enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That tells you right there, the fleshly nature has never, ever produced one spiritual affection or desire. It is dead to God. It is set upon sin and carnality and ungodliness and unholiness. Jesus said, the flesh profiteth nothing. So it can't produce the new birth. Now, think about this. You put this all together. You're dead in trespasses and sins. You have no spiritual life whatsoever. No spiritual affections. No spiritual connection to God. You're dead. You're blind. You can't see the kingdom of God. You can't perceive the glory of Christ. You're deaf. You can't hear the truth of the gospel. You're carnal. You're fleshly. Your heart's set upon sin. There is nothing good in you. Not an ounce of goodness. Men are wicked and filthy and rotten and corrupt and ungodly and unholy. They are a stench in the nostrils of God. That's how I was. That's how you were. That's how everybody is in the sight of God. And how in the world do you think that you could ever rise above that and do something that's completely contrary to your will? You can't. That's why the new birth is all of God. Christ in John 3 reveals that there is an unchangeable distinction between that which is born of flesh and that which is born of the Spirit. The flesh can be religious. It can even be refined and educated and even outwardly moral. But it can never be spiritual. Every part of the natural man is defiled by sin and depravity. His mind is darkened to the things of God. He can't understand it. In fact, he's alienated from the life of God because of the darkness of his heart and mind. His heart is in a state of enmity. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. What man can know it? His will, man's will, is perverted, is contrary to God. It is only free to carry out the desires of a depraved nature that is opposed to God. That's why Romans 9 says, so then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. The flesh has become totally unprofitable. It profits nothing. See, here is the problem with all of mankind. It's a systemic problem. That's the word of the day. It has nothing to do with the color of somebody's skin or where they're from or what school they went to or how much their parents make. The systemic problem is human depravity and a heart without God and a will that is contrary to God and a mind that loves darkness rather than light. This is why you must be born again. And only God can do it. Only God has the power to do that. So next week, God willing, we'll look at the nature of the new birth.